Today we're in Alpine at the Alpine Visitor Center. Don Guffey, the director of that. Don, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you do a lot here. I'm tied in with the Forest Service, but not actually Forest Service, but you coordinate with them. You have Forest Service maps, material, registrations, and so forth. Tying in with the Star Valley Chamber of Commerce, too. Don, tell us about your responsibilities, your work, and all that the Alpine Visitor Center has to offer. Just where do we start? I mean, you're here how many hours a day, or what
Monday
days?
Through Friday.
Okay.
In the summertime, we're open. We're trying to get open 7 days a week. And the Forest Service will provide me with a volunteer through volunteer.gov.
Okay.
And then we're able to open 7 days a week.
But so now as we go into the winter season, Monday through Friday?
Yes,
and
sir.
What are the
10
hours?
10 to 4.
10 to 4, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And give us a tour as we walk in here at the Don Wooden Civic Center. This place is near and dear to my heart because I covered a lot of town council meetings when Don Wooden was the mayor here in this building.
Sure.
But now we've renovated it. It's a nice civic center. But just as you step in the very front doors, you're off to the right. Give us a visual tour as we walk into the Alpine Visitor Center.
So I have many pamphlets for the public to visitor guides to Grand Teton National Park, our Star Valley area. We have the Bridger Teton visitor guides. Many locals, I have like their little flyers, you know, so when visitors come and say, where a good place to go to ride a horse?
Okay.
I give them a pamphlet or an ATV. Where can I rent an ATV? Who's a good fishing guide? So I provide that information as well.
You're loaded with information about the great outdoors of Western Wyoming.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And as you come in, though, you've got some other items, folks that are involved in making items that are from Wyoming, from this region. Give us a little visual about what you have here.
So I have some soapstones that are made in Montana, some ornaments that are made in Freedom, and magnets, Paige's local salsa,
yeah,
some local t-shirts,
a lot of things,
great hikes in
a lot of things that say Wyoming.
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead. I interrupted you. Keep going.
Oh, we have the 30 Great Hikes that Made a Dittmer illustrated.
Okay.
And
you're loaded up with maps. You've got maps on the wall. You've got brochures, maps where people can actually look at the map, discuss it, and then actually buy the map from you right here as well.
You okay? Bet.
All right. Well, you obviously keep our visitors informed. We're going into the winter season. It'll be a little quieter now, but nonetheless, as I assume summer, you've got a lot of folks dropping in.
Yes, during the wintertime, I have snowmobile permits as well, local and for Idaho. So you're able to stop in and get your snowmobile stickers for the year. And during the summer, your ATV stickers. I will have Christmas tree permits. Firewood permits.
Oh, yeah.
All until the end of December.
Okay. All right. So we just step in once again Monday through Friday in the hours?
10 to 4.
All right. 10 to 4. Don Guffey, is there anything we haven't covered about the Alpine Visitors Center?
No, sir.
All right. You've done a good job.
Well, thank you.
Keep folks informed as they drop in to visit with you, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Don Guffey, Alpine Visitors Center.